Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Number one was a particular variance that was brought to us on Brazos Street. This variance request was in regards to a manufactured home. The residents or the owners of that lot wanted to put that in what we call an R1 zoning. And R1 zoning restricts from multifamily or manufactured homes. And that was brought to us by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they had requested that we not allow the variance on it. It did not meet rules for variances for this particular type of situation, and we came to some quiet discussion there. That is a very short distance from an R2 zoning area, only within a block or so where there are quite a few manufactured homes, so there was quite lively discussion about it. And we've discussed some of this in the past, and our Precinct 2 commissioner is Anna Velez, and she and I had discussed this also in the past some about if we're going to continue to have requests that it's possible that a few blocks of that area may need to be rezoned. And that, to me, is dependent upon the request of the neighborhood. Some people don't see that as an advantage or it is a disadvantage to change zoning, but she's going to pursue that. We suggested she pursue that. We sent orders down to P&Z that they evaluate that, and Anna's going to go out and kind of poll the area and see what their needs and desires are, and we'll run that through the process. It could take maybe as long as 60 to 90 days to get that turned around. So it's something that's going to be in the works for some time for us. The next item on the agenda was item number 2. And we have had quite a bit of attention to people that are proposing to dam up a particular area of the very South Llano River up south of Junction. And we had supported a resolution that stated that the commission in Mason was against damming up the river. Lots of downsides for this part of the country because there's a lot of ranchers and folks that are dependent upon that water. It's not like it would eliminate all the water, but it would pull from those resources. And as we know in this climate right now, there's very little rainfall. Those resources are very valuable. So we will submit that resolution after I sign it and the city secretary signs it. That will go to TCEQ, which is a regulatory agency, state agency that will review that resolution. They are accepting comments about that situation. So that passed with all 5 votes, naturally. Next item was just kind of a housekeeping item. It was considered approval resolution 22-370, and that was approving the final acceptance of the construction for a HMO. And we were required by the Texas Water Development Board to install a major filtration system. I think Brady's looking at that now, that we are filtering out undesirable elements, one of them being radium, and for we could meet standards fall way below that standard of health safety. And so we signed a resolution there that project is substantially complete, and that will go to the TWDB, which is Texas Water Development Board. There's a little bit of housekeeping work there that we did. The next item, number 4, was discussion and action, and we had been presented a contract by the Midland County Junior Livestock Association for the continual lease of our community center. We have a community center out at Fort Mason Park that on the back side of that is a big livestock facility in which every January our junior livestock show is held. A lot of history behind that when that was dedicated to us by the county, that we would continue to lease that to the association. And we were presented with a contract, and the commissioners had several questions about that contract, about some of the clauses. It states to renew, and automatically after 10 years, it's a 10-year term, and automatically renew. So we asked permission from Cody Hatfield, which is the president of that organization, to run that before our attorney and look at maybe a few word changes in it. We naturally want to be very supportive of that organization and the work that they do. We also look to see, because we have to be good stewards of the money of the citizenry of Mason, and we wanted to look and see if we might charge them only a fee for the utilities that we utilize during that function. It's a 3 and 4 day function. Otherwise, we do not charge them a lease, as we don't in cases where nonprofits are wanting to use our facilities. So anyhow, we're going to work out a few little, again, housekeeping things on that contract. We'll have it back before the commission or the next meeting, which I think is September the 19th, and get that finished up and continue to cooperate with that organization and support them every way we can. I guess the biggest item on our agenda, we had an executive session where we annually will review the performance of our city secretary, Patty Allen, as well as our city administrator, John Palacio. And Patty Allen was ill and was not at our meeting, so we postponed that to the next meeting. But we did have some discussion for a period of time about the performance of John Palacio, our city administrator. And as some may not know, we have two new commissioners, and I'm new. And so our exposure and working with John has been kind of on a limited basis. So we discussed some things that we wanted to accomplish before we would complete that review. And we're also looking at the contract as well as the city ordinance as far as defines things that he does, what the commission does, and some things. So we may do some, again, housekeeping on some of that and work some through some things. We're evaluating some of our utilities. We have several utilities that we oversee, electricity, water, wastewater, solid waste, and we're just making sure that we are operating those very efficiently and producing as much revenue as we can from those events to help support the work of the city. And so we did end up tabling those reviews, and we will take them up again later in September. Besides that, we just finished up the meeting with a consent agenda, had some limited discussion there. We are given a quite lengthy consent agenda digitally, in which we review the work of the city, production numbers of water wells and electricity and different things. And there was really no major discussion that occurred there. So we started the meeting at 5:30 and ended up adjourning, I think, about a little after 9 o'clock. So it was a pretty long session, but we felt like we completed some good work and got some start for some things involving some things that we needed to spend some more time on. I'm very proud of this commission right now that they're taking the time and really evaluating everything that we're doing. And so we're dealing with a little bit of learning curve since we have so many new folks, but I'm very proud that they're thinking through these things and working through these things, I think, in a very professional, responsible manner. We are very serious about being responsible for the physical well-being of the community. That's not our money to spend. It's the community. So we try to really evaluate what we're doing. We'll have more information later. We'll have at least one more workshop for our budget, and that will be presented to the community. as well as just evaluating what we need to do with our tax rate. And we're excited about getting that finished up. It's been a pretty big chore through the summer for us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.